why that's, you know, so high. That's both the appropriation and this payment on behalf that's going into this number. So so it's both good and bad that we have this revenue diversity, but we have this situation with the state support and whether they pay us or not. Minnesota, just for instance, the next biggest one, their appropriation is about $625 million. And the difference is also is that the state pays them. So
ugly thing here is, you know, as we benchmarked ourselves against our peers as an indication of how we ought to perform, we benchmark ourselves against these peers, our state support needs to drop at least a third. It's heading that direction.
So the next biggest piece, I think, is the research grants. I think we're probably third in research grants. We're probably only, the bigger ones are, Minnesota is probably almost at $1 billion in research grants, and of course, and Michigan is also over $1 billion in research grants. And the last one I would just comment on is basically the size of the hospital and MSP contributions to the bottom line at the Big Ten. We're at 16% the amount that we're contributing, about $750 million that's being contributed by the MSP and the hospital to our revenues. The big ones, of course, are Ohio State with their mega complex that they have at Ohio State. And of course, the super mega complex that you have in Michigan, and basically the much bigger contributors. But you also have Penn State and Iowa are also big contributors in comparison. Almost half of the revenues for Iowa are coming from their hospital and medical service plan. So again, I think that's probably the biggest takeaways that you get from this in comparison. But it's important they have the revenue diversity in this whole rating process. Very quickly, cash, you can see, is expected. This is a matter of our financial resources and our ability to invest our assets. We can see that it's not unexpected that we are down here at the low end. We're under the large public median. The large public median is about $1.7 billion. We're certainly under that. And this is all of our cash. This is our restricted cash. Michigan, of course, is way up here, is the monster. Penn State is high because they report their financials on a FASB basis, and they can throw everything in, including their foundation, their endowment gets to be thrown in for purposes of that reporting. That's why they're looking so high. But I think it's not unexpected, and of course, certainly we're below the large public median. The large public median, these are 33 universities that are rated by Moody's that go into that median. And the next one, I think the more acid test here is days cash on hand. This is liquidity. This is our ability to pay our bills. And we are the lowest, even at 99 days. So we're at 99 days. You see here again, Penn State's kind of out of line again because of the way they report. But you can see that the large public meeting would be 154 days of cash, having cash on hand, and the Big Ten meeting would be 237 days. But I think that gets really kind of, you know, bounce because of Michigan and Penn State numbers. Debt, next. Debt, again, as I said before, we're about $1.6 billion in our total debt issued. We're a pretty high issuer of debt. Part of this has been driven by the fact that we've had to issue certificates of participation to pay for our deferred maintenance. That's one of the reasons that we are probably higher. About $1 billion of our debt is our auxiliary facilities, our revenue bonds, and about $450 million is our COPS, or the certificates of participation we use for purposes of paying for deferred maintenance and the like. So that's one of the reasons that we're probably a pretty high issuer of debt. Next one. Important is also in the analysis of the coverage, is our ability to repay our debt. We are at 5.3 times. What this means is that you take the total operating results for the university, take out depreciation, you take out the interest that you paid, you put that over your debt service, and you come up with the number of times that you can pay your debt. We're at 5.3 times. Again, you know, I think that's right on top of the Big Ten median at 4.9, and the large publics are 3.7. The large public median is 3.7. So we've been able to maintain an ability to repay our debt, or prove that we have the ability to retain our debt, critical to the rating process. This is a very interesting one. This is net tuition per student for Illinois.